with the bye week, what do you hope to accomplish this week?
Really, I hope to get a lot of guys back from injury this week would be nice. But other than that, you know, we're obviously going to do a lot of film study on Houston and try to get refreshed on that. But, you know, it'll be a good time to spend with my family, kind of just step back from the game a little bit. And I think it'll give me a better, give everybody a better perspective on the outside looking in and come back with a rejuvenated and, you know, a determined attitude.
Nick, on the film you're seeing, do you agree with Chris that there are some plays where maybe guys aren't going out the whole play as you look at the film?
You know, I'm too busy trying to figure out what I do wrong and what I need to do better. But as I look at, you know, at the defense, I think everybody can get better in a lot of different aspects, you know, whether it's effort or whether it's mentally. I think everybody, you know, can improve. There's no one out there that's, you know, 100% perfect right now. And there are some great efforts. You know, you could turn that film on, you could see some guys who are playing good but not consistent. And I think that's the key word for us as a defense is consistency and being consistent. I mean, you could turn one game on, you're like, damn, that's a hell of a defense. And then you turn another game on and it's night and day difference. So we've got to be a consistent, good defense, and that's what we're working on.
Does youth play any role in it?
I mean, we've definitely got some youth on our team, but I think it just comes down to, you know, working together as a defense. I think this is a fairly, you know, new schematic for all of us. Not for me, I haven't played this defense before, but playing it together, I think, has a little bit to do with it. But, you know, I think it just comes down to buckling down, though, as well. And I think that's what we plan on doing this week and the week coming up after this.
Nick, on some of the longer runs, it looked like just some gaps. Or, you know, it just looked like some guys were missing gaps. Is that what you've seen on the film, or is it more complicated?
That's pretty much what it is. We're not physically getting beat. Like, you're not getting blown out of a gap or, you know, or just, you know, getting overreached or stuff like that. I think what it is mentally, you know, where you thought you're supposed to be inside the block and you're supposed to be outside the block and things like that. And I think once we clean that up, you know, the less mental mistakes we have, way better defense will be. Because physically, tools and the talent we have, but the mental part of this game and being consistent with it is what we need to correct.
Do you guys feel like maybe you need the mental break then for that the bye week offers a little bit?
Definitely. I definitely feel that, you know, for a bye week, that the break that it offers for your mental, you know, as well as your physical, getting your body rested. But, you know, I think anytime you go to a bye week, you really evaluate yourself and think about the first however many games you've played until this bye week. And I think a lot of these guys, I know myself included, will be evaluating myself. What I always do in bye week is I'll watch all of the games that we've played before it, and I'll be evaluating myself, you know, be my worst critic. So I think, you know, then you got to kind of just back off the game a little bit too in bye week and kind of relax and, you know, give your family yourself back, because you're never yourself during the season. So I got to give them a little bit of Father of the Year this week, so do that.